The City Quick Connect podcast is brought to you by the Municipal Association of South Carolina.
Hey everyone, this is Russell Cox, editor of the Municipal Association of South Carolina's Uptown publication, and in today's podcast we are here to talk about the Town of Bluffton's Neighborhood Assistance Program, which won a 2023 Achievement Award from the Municipal Association. So I have with me two key people to talk about that. One is Kevin Eichert, Director of Growth Management for the Town of Bluffton. Kevin, very good to meet you.
You too, Russell. Thank you.
And we also have with us Victoria Smalls, Vicky Smalls, Workforce and Affordable Housing Manager for the Town of Bluffton.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing well. I think you are the only person I know in the state of South Carolina who has Workforce and Affordable Housing Manager as a job title for a city government. I could very easily be mistaken, and I'm sure our listeners will tell us if I am.
So I'm unique, I guess.
I like to come up with creative names for positions.
Right, yeah, because that's a new one. Yes. That's a new one for us as well.
We do things a little different in Bluffton.
Well, and there's a very good reason for it in this case. What I know about this program, the Neighborhood Assistance Program, created in 2016, it helps with housing repair, hazard cleanup, private road repair, tree removal, septic cleanout was on the list, and even helps establish residential street addresses to guide emergency services. And also there is heirs property title assistance. So we've got a lot to talk about. So could I start by asking the two of you, can you walk us through everything this program is and how the town has come to take it on?
I'll get started on that. Sure thing. There's a portion of the town. So the town of Bluffton started at 1 square mile in 1987 and grew exponentially over the past 20 plus years through annexation. One of the areas of town that that was not annexed until about 2006, 2007 is the Buck Island Simmonsville neighborhood, which is a predominantly African-American Gullah Geechee community. And the issue is that area, once it was annexed, it didn't have all of the essential services that most planned unit developments have. Your water, sewer, that type of infrastructure put in place. So when the area was annexed into town, we were task forced with having a neighborhood plan. From that plan came about the needs of the community. One of those was the infrastructure improvements, but then also ways to see how we could continue to assist homeowners to be able to stay in their home. So in the planning world, we have a thing called NOAA, which is Naturally Occurring Affordable Housing. And what that does is by assisting individuals to stay in their homes, they can stay on their property as opposed to their homes going into disrepair, to the point where they're beyond being able to make the necessary repairs. Then they have to sell off. And typically what will happen is they sell off to developers and then they come in and redevelop the site. Mm-hmm. So our goal throughout this entire process is to be able to help keep individuals, generational residents in their homes and on their properties.
That certainly helps me to understand it. I know that necessarily community engagement is a big part of this effort. So I was wondering if you could talk about how you've helped everyone be aware of this. You've helped draw in the applicants. Vicky, I understand you always have applications on your hand at like all times.
Yes, sir. At all times. Born and raised in Bluffton over 40 years this year. It's kind of a open door policy for me. Like I said, born and raised, I kind of know the seniors of the area. So we have a soup kitchen, which is housed out of my local home church. And then we also have Bluffton Self-Help. We have Goodwill. We have the local churches that I try to keep applications stocked on hand. And it's pretty much just a word of mouth. You know, we can't go knocking on doors. So it's pretty much just a word of mouth. I live here in the town of Bluffton. So I like to say, if the quote, if the truck is home, knock on the door, granted ours. but knock on the door and I could go out to the car and get you an application. So it's pretty much word of mouth and just being available at all times when possible.
And speaking of this program having run as long as it has, how many people, how many property owners have been involved?
Last year, I think we had a little over between 35 and 40, if I'm not mistaken. So mm-hmm. that was one of our biggest years. I got this position in 2020. So, of course, COVID was quiet, you know, 2020, first part of 2021. So 2022 fiscal year 2023, we had a booming year. So we spent quite a few dollars last year. And we're proud of that, as you can see with the award. So it's just mm-hmm. kind of making sure everyone is taken care of. And like Kevin said, it's a generational thing. You know, just making sure those that have been here have a place to go and stay. Mm-hmm.
And probably I think it's definitely over about 150 different property owners that we've been able to to help throughout the past few years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just to get a sense of like what it looks like in terms of staff capacity, how many would you say you're working with at any one time?
You mean staff-wise?
How many properties, for example, you're working
on? Oh, properties. Maybe about four or five at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, four or five at a time. And that's between 2 and 3 months time frame to get all the paperwork and get everything done. The contractors kind of come in slowly, but it's about, maybe I'll say a 2 to 3 months time before application and the final process is done with the invoices.
You've mentioned funding, or you've mentioned the money spent, So this is an interesting aspect of this one. How does all the funding work for this effort?
So our funding is through our general fund. So our town council is one of their top priorities, specifically in their strategic plan, is workforce affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Have dedicated, you know, to make sure that through our general funds that our budget is year over year, and it has been increasing. One of the big issues we had, like with everyone, is the cost of construction materials, the cost mm-hmm. of work, that has increased quite a bit. So our town council definitely, they believe in this program and they want this program to succeed.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about is how you have measured the success so far. How do you feel about the results of this program and how it works with everything else the town of Bluffton is doing, everything else happening in Bluffton?
To measure results, you could look at it on a sheet of paper and say, look at numbers and mm-hmm. say, you know, we've helped this number of people with this amount of money, but to us, I don't think that we really care about that. It's the individual, the individuals mm-hmm. that we see that are in our community. We have one house that we're working on right now. The woman that lives there about a year and a half, 2 years ago,
19.
Had a tree fall through her house and practically destroyed a corner of it. And we were able to work to help, and we used a couple of outside groups. One specifically is called Save the Shutters, who was able to come in and go beyond what we could do mm-hmm. on our minor home repairs. And so we've been working together. Other nonprofit groups have been providing in-kind work and funding. But you know, at the end of the day, it's to see, you know, an owner of a property that has lived here their entire life, to walk out and know and look at this house and say, you know, this is my house, this is my property, and it has been repaired thanks to the kindness of our entire community. So you know, it's not only just our program, but it's the residents of Bluffton mm-hmm. that see and they believe in it as well.
And if I can piggyback on what Kevin said, it's not about numbers, it's not about paper, it's the hearts, that the residents have for the program, or the heart that we have to help the residents. So for instance, yesterday I went out with our building inspector and one of the homeowners. We haven't even done the work yet. Thank you guys for coming. Like, she couldn't stop thanking us enough just to look at the work that needs to be done. Because a lot of people didn't know about the program. A lot of people didn't know it was there, but word of mouth and getting things out, you really see a difference. And like Kevin said, it's not about numbers. It's not about, you know, how many you help. It's just about the love that you put into it that comes behind getting it done.
Vicki, do you know more people in town than you did before getting started in all of this?
I think so, because I've been included in a lot of things, and I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's just kind of expanding, kind of getting to know different groups that can help us. Because I don't like to say, tell a resident no. If I can't find the help, you know, I have a card or somebody that has given me a card at a meeting. You know, my group can help, my agency can help, or I know a group of volunteers that can help. So, yes, I have met and shaken a lot of hands of people that do what I do. So that's a good thing as well. Yes, very rewarding.
You mentioned the Save the Shutters program. If I want to, I partially remember a story behind that name, Save the Shutters.
Sure. So this property that we're referring to, that a lot of this work has been going on. When you look at the house, the windows, you have the centered on a door, and then two, you know, the double hung windows on either side of that front door. Well, the shutters were not the appropriate size to the window. So the shutter was smaller than the window itself. And while we were going through this process, someone mentioned, and Mayor Sulka was standing there at the time, and they said, well, we'll go ahead, we'll also work on taking off those shutters because they're the wrong size. And she was like, no, she was like, save the shutters. that's what makes this house.
Yeah.
So that's how a group of some individuals, mainly through Pierce Scott Architects, they were able to form a nonprofit through the Low Country
Community
Foundation. And you know, they have dedicated a portion of the sales through all of their plans to help to fund this group. So this is their first project.
Their first big project.
And they're excited. You know, like with anything, it's a learning curve, and you know, they're ready to help finish this one off and move on to the next one.
So in this one set of incorrectly sized shutters is part of what makes Bluffton Bluffton.
Exactly. If you take those off, it won't be the same.
Yep.
So you gotta leave it there.
Yep.
I believe when myself and Meredith Houck were there in the late spring, early summer, that this is the house that we went to with Vicki. And I believe at that time, the interior was down to the studs. So what's the state of this one now?
So I was there today and the drywall is up. So everything is now closed up. The floors are in. I'm not sure the next steps, but it's closed up. Everything is closed up now. Drywall is in, floors are in. So I think painting is next.
Yeah, they're having a priming party on Sunday.
Anyone that wants to volunteer. So that's how we get stuff done.
So that's what's next for that one house. In terms of what's next for the program overall, you mentioned that, has it been every year that the budget has increased?
Yes, definitely for the past. We just had a budget amendment to get some additional funds just because we realized how many we had coming down the pike that we were going to need some additional funds. So town council, obviously through proper processes, we're able to increase our budget so we can move forward. And then we have our strategic plan coming up. We're looking to work with our town council to see, you know, beyond the minor repair, if there's other avenues that we can go to help residents. That's what our goal is.
You know, one thing that occurs to me that we have not gotten into too much, could you all talk about, this might be of interest to the other cities and towns, about residential street numbering and heirs property title assistance. Could you talk a little about those things?
Sure. I'll start with the addressing. Specifically in the Buck Island Simmonsville area, a lot of these properties are, you know, longer than they are wider. Individuals will have homes that are placed, and they might have multiple homes on a property that are placed further back and then just not visible from the road. And what we were having the issue with is for emergency services is that when they were driving along, the major roads, and you just see a driveway with a lot of vegetation, they weren't sure where the property was. So, we had a program put in place so that way we'd have markers out at the road, so that way people could see the street number at each driveway. So that way, if there was any issues, that they'd be able to pull in, you know, at that specific driveway. We also had where, and you talked about earlier, was the road repair. We would have situations where some of these, driveways that would feed off of, for multiple units, that that the emergency service vehicles couldn't get in them because of the ruts. I mean, we're it's really sandy around here, and it's easy for ruts to be created. So we had a program, part of this installed, so that way we can make some repairs enough to make it a surface that emergency vehicles can get over to be able to get to the properties to properly serve them. So that was for the emergency repair and the addressing, but then for the heirs property, I'll let Vicki talk about that one.
When we come up with heirs property, that is listed on our application, but we, the town of Bluffton, doesn't handle that ourselves. We send it out to heirs preservation, Charleston Heirs Preservation, and they have a setup of lawyers and different, where we can say, this one family has some heirs property issues. And what heirs property is, if one person is living in a home, and then there's no tie title, there's no will or anything, several of those family members can claim that one home. So that has a lot of issues here in Bluffton. So what we do is just send them to an outside agency. So God forbid there is death or something, there's no fighting over anything, or there's no legal claim unless it's actually written down in black and white and in stone. And like I keep saying, we have had a lot of those heirs property issues, but we per se do not handle that. We send it over to Charleston.
So one last question, and it's the one that I ask the people who are recipients of every achievement award ever. And it is, what would the two of you say that other cities and towns can learn from what the town of Bluffton has been doing and continues to do with this project?
One thing that I look at is go low tech. Fancy, flashy apps. Like, listen, they're great. My kids are constantly on their phones looking at these things. But when dealing with the community, like, you need to get out into the community. You need to be a part of the community. I mean, Vicki, she lives, in that community. I'm very close to that community as well. But just we talk about being able to, to talk to people. Sometimes electronic is great, but you lose that sense of being able to, to see someone, talk to them, look in their eyes to be able to get that. Or you're saying how whenever you showed up and the lady was just so thankful for them to be there, to be able to even start the process of assistance. So that's my big thing is if you're looking at doing something like this program, neighborhood assistance, think low tech.
I would say the same thing, but also keep an open mind. Everybody looks at government differently. So you to handle everybody differently, get out there and feel them, feel their heart, feel their what they're looking for, feel their need, and then try not to give them so much paper. Don't rush, don't rush them. I'll come to you. You come to me if you can. Just keep an open mind process. There's a lot of work that can be done. And I feel that Bluffton is a small town. We're growing, but we're also a small field town. So if you embrace it and just kind of love it, put the right person in the position. I'm not going to brag, but I do feel that I am the right person. But you just have to have the right heart and just, kind of feel it and love where you are in order to do that kind of, You know, you're going into people's doors, so you got to keep a positive thought process because everybody lives a different lifestyle. So no judgment zone.
You know, Vicky, the Municipal Association, we often say that municipal government is among the best there is because it's the government closest to the people. And I don't think you can get much closer to the people than to say, if the car's in the driveway, then come on by.
Or if you see me at Food Lion, follow me to my car for an application. But yeah, it has happened. That, those are true stories. It definitely has happened. So, but it's no worries because, I mean, I'm here and I love what I do. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, as we wrap this up, any final thoughts?
Really, the biggest thing I have is if a municipality is seriously interested in doing this, reach out to us. Don't stress. Don't try to figure it out yourself. By no means are we the best at this. I think we've got a great niche of what we're doing, and we are happy to share whatever information that we have.
Well, I can say for our listeners, for those who want to learn more about any of these awards, this awards video in particular, you can see this house we've been talking about, the one that's been getting fixed up after this enormous tree fell on it. If you want to see these videos, brainstorm for the 2024 awards, you can see it all on the Municipal Association's website, www.masc.sc. Search for the Achievement Awards. And with that, Kevin, Vicky, you guys are crazy busy, but I thank you so much for taking a moment to share all of this with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
The City Quick Connect podcast is one of several ways the Municipal Association keeps you informed of the opportunities and issues impacting South Carolina cities and towns. Learn more at www.masc.sc and stay up to date with the association's latest happenings on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.